Bess felt her eyes fill with tears. She'd always known her best friend was talented, but this painting of a whistling sunset was pristine. It not only captured the time of day with such precision it could have been a photograph, but the picture also captured the emotion of the time of day. The ending of light before a new day could begin. "I'll do it proudly," Bess said, but she kept her eyes on her painting. She couldn't look away until she took in every detail. "Deb, it's absolutely breathtaking," Jen said as Olivia added. "Better than the real thing." Olivia pointed to the sky, where the sun was just about to dip behind the horizon. Waves lapped up onto the rocks below where they sat, about to soak up the last bits of light for the day. It was the perfect time of day to present this painting. "I figured it's kind of a metaphor as well. Deb looked between herself and Bess, and then at Jen and Olivia. "I guess all of us have experienced a sunset recently."
"And quite a bit of darkness," Jen added.
They sure had. Bess thought about how it had felt like her life was ending. She'd had a turbulent sunset, and in a way her life had ended. But although that sunset had given way to a long period of darkness, Bess could now start to see the faintest rays of a brand new day in her future.
"But after sunset and the night, we get light again. It's bound to happen," Olivia said, and the other women nodded.
Bess was sure they were all ready for their sunrises, and she had a feeling they'd be coming soon. But man, and they had to work for them.
"So, what do you call it?"
Bess asked, because she knew Deb gave each of her paintings a name.
"I kept it simple. Sunset on Whistling Island."
Bess smiled. That was about as spot on as it could get. She would proudly display this painting of a day ending, and it would be a reminder that after every sunset came a sunrise.